This is the Help My Website Sucks podcast, your bite-sized guide to web design. I'm Amy Gumbrell, a freelance WordPress web designer. And when I'm not building utterly functional and beautiful websites, I love talking about them. In fact, I'm on a mission to make websites next level easy and to make sure that your website doesn't suck. And so we move to the portfolio page. This will be a key player in your sales process without too much effort from yourself. Does that sound like your sort of thing, perhaps? Well, okay, I've just told a teeny weeny lie there. Of course you need to put a bit of effort in because you're going to need some material in order to create that portfolio page. And the material you need are the finished projects that you've worked on. So we're going to explore how best to do this and how best to present that on your website. Also, by the end of this episode, you're going to have a better understanding of how a portfolio adds value to your website, and you'll see how it fits in with plans for your own website project overall. So as usual, let's get on with it. Firstly, I want to break down exactly what I believe a portfolio page actually is. This is based on the websites and businesses that I've worked with and, of course, a sprinkling of common sense. For me, a portfolio page represents a handpicked selection of projects that the business owner chooses for the benefit of potential clients. Now, it isn't just creative businesses such as graphic designers, web designers and podcast producers that may want to showcase their work. You'll find that those in industries as diverse as construction and finance will also need a way of presenting their work. They might want to show how they maximised their clients' budgets or created the most amazing housing complex. In fact, instead of a single portfolio page, many opt to build their entire website around the portfolio, which are called, yep, you guessed it, portfolio websites, which I think I'm going to tackle another day, another series perhaps. Think of a portfolio page as your online CV. Your chance to sell yourself and show off the best bits of what you've been doing up to that very moment. For example, at Two Cows Web, I work with lots of different businesses, and so I use my portfolio page to provide reassurance that the websites I create are responsive, which means that they look awesome and function even awesomer on all devices. The image I display is the finished website on desktop, laptop, tablet, and mobile. So as well as the visual, I also like to offer a short summary of the project itself for those who need a bit more information about how myself and the client arrived at that final solution. My portfolio page is such an integral part of my whole process, and to be honest, I'm just not sure that I could do without it. Now we know what a portfolio is for, let's talk about content. How do we put together the ultimate portfolio page? Listen carefully. First step, do some awesome work. Second step, put all your awesome work in a folder and have a look at them side by side. Third step, curate them. Select the projects that stand out and reflect your skills and abilities. You may be a graphic designer who has done many branding projects, but by focusing on the ones that show off different services or aspects of your business, you stand a better chance of drawing in those potential clients. You could swamp the page with everything you've ever created, but that's just not as valuable. Less is more, my friends. Oh, and here is a great point to mention my favourite tip for businesses in general. Know your audience. Your website is not for you. It is for your potential customers. So your portfolio needs to reflect this as well. What are your potential customers looking for when they arrive at your website? What are they hoping to see in your work? So how will you know if anyone actually looks at your portfolio? It's great having it there on your website, but two words, social media. Your website should be easy to navigate and your portfolio should sit proudly in your menu, but there are other ways to drive more people to see your work, and that is through the power of social media. You have ready-made content just sitting there, and people will be interested in it. For example, if you are an architect and have just finished working on a groundbreaking project, you'll probably want to shout about it on social media. I know I would. Instead of creating a long, written, waffly post about the project and sharing umpteen photos of it, You could use social media as a teaser and entice those who want to find out more to get the full story on your website. This full story can be added to your portfolio with those extra photos that you have and the longer summary you've got about the project. In fact, people love seeing their businesses paraded online as a way of getting a bit of free publicity. So as long as they are happy with your work, and I'm assuming they are because you are awesome, they will then share that social media post that shares the specific project. You get what I mean? So bam, you've got more engagement and increased chances of people seeing the work and heading to your website to find out more. So there we go. Well, I've got a couple of things to mention before we wrap up today's episode. The first one is that making your portfolio page accessible and easy to navigate is a lovely touch when thinking about the overall design. By categorizing the projects and allowing people to filter by those categories to only view the projects they want to see, it allows them to drill down quicker to the examples that are really going to speak to them. This, of course, may not be possible if your services are very similar, but you'd be surprised some of the categories I've seen work over the years. For example, you may want to break down your examples into industries or size of businesses, colours used or styles, and so on. A second thing that I'd like to talk about is that there is a bit of a crossover between your portfolio page with testimonial page, and be sure to have a listen to that episode. I do cover testimonials all by themselves on their own little episode. Testimonials from your clients is a great way to build trust on your website. And if you add them to your portfolio page next to the project they're talking about, well, isn't that just a fantastic way to add value to that portfolio piece? Potential customers can then read about the project. They'll see some images of the project, and they even get to read some kind words from that happy client. It's a lovely package to present that new customer. And so to the end we must go, but not before a quick fire round of what else you should consider when putting together a portfolio page. Images, they should be top quality. The project copy should be succinct and focus on the key points. Waffles are for breakfast or tea or lunch or dinner or whatever, and not for your portfolio page. And the final point, which I really want you to focus on, get into the habit of this. Collect, select, reflect. I repeat, collect, select, reflect. Keep your portfolio updated and reflect whether it is still effectively showcasing your skills in that very moment. If you're hearing this message, you've reached the end of another Help My Website Sucks podcast episode. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. And if you need help with your website, get in touch at twocowsweb.co.uk. And until next time, bye-bye for now.